Have you ever been to a volcano?
When it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hoopers.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hoopers!
It's pretty. It's so pretty.
We just won a fucking war!
That's what you say, man.
Well, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about
Super Hoopers!
That's terrible.
Welcome to Super Hoopers, inconsequential discussion of the week's NBA news. I'm your host, Matt Hill. With me, Dave Funenick, John Hill.
Yeah,
we're on a tight schedule. We're on a tight schedule today.
Yo, it's haircut tight. Day. Everyone's hair is tight. Dave, looking good,
no.
Dave.
I got the profesh treatment on set.
Ooh,
you know,
that's like $1,000 haircut.
It is.
Yeah, no, we already covered this last week.
We did, but you know what? Hey, let's keep talking about my career up top.
Oh, yeah.
They paid me in the haircut. I'm not getting any money.
No money.
It's kind of worth it. Yeah, no, they did. So how is the shoot going? Can you tell us about the show, Dave? You're shooting an Amazon show.
The show's going fantastic. It's a nice little step forward in my career. It's like I've been technically recurring on shows before, but not like this. Not where I'm I'm in five episodes and. Yeah, it's nice to show up to set and not be a guest star.
Let me ask you a question that I think will be interesting for everyone out there. Do you know a show's good when you're shooting it? Like when you're shooting it, can you tell? Because sometimes I hear from my buddy, my close personal friend Randall Park. Sometimes they'll be shooting a show and they'll be having tons of fun. Like everyone's laughing. Oh yeah, this is great. This is
right.
Be amazing.
And that's not good. Like that movie that office party movie he did. I'm sure that was a blast to make. It was not a good movie.
I'm not at liberty to mention which movies those are, but yeah, there are some movies like that. And then there are other movies where he's like, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. Well, this is awful. And then it comes together amazing. That's every time he shoots.
All I can say is that the vibes on set are great, and I've seen the pilot, and the pilot was very good. So.
Okay.
So I know that it's on its way to being good. We'll see. Okay. I haven't seen the scripts for every episode, so I don't know where it ends up. But yeah, I mean, I trust Jason Kims. I think he's incredibly talented.
Great track record. Yeah, the guy.
Great
who
track
did,
record. Yeah, he's.
Why I can't think of this. All I can think of is Varsity Blues. It's not Varsity. Friday Night
no,
Lights.
Friday Night Lights
is his show.
Yeah, Parenthood.
Parenthood.
He got
to
start. Of course. Well, I think he's the master at making things that are heartwarming without being too corny, which is not easy to do. So
making it real.
Yeah, you know when you could tell when a podcast isn't working well.
What?
It's when we're just talking about Dave for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's interesting.
A show that is not going to come out for a year. Come on.
Yeah,
no, I'm just joking.
John, cut all this out.
Cut all this out. People, yeah, well, sometimes with the editing comes with a good show, but unfortunately, I don't edit. So
you gotta fix it in post. Yeah. Fine, John. You want to talk about the NBA? Big news this week. Somebody was having a lot of fun offset. They were having a lot of fun just at a gathering at somebody's
Who's
home.
Who's that now?
And then they got fired on their day off. Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce fired on his day off.
First of all, Paul Pierce.
Hey,
legend.
Even when I don't know if you saw, but even when he's losing, he's still winning. So
that's what he says. Post being fired,
straight from the Trump playbook.
Yeah,
I love Paul Pierce. I will love Paul Pierce forever because we made him the GOAT. We in the final episode of Game of Zones, we declared him the GOAT, and he loved it and made his Twitter avatar.
It.
Yeah, he embraced it and made his Twitter avatar his character from Game of Zones, and it still is his Twitter avatar. So all through this, it's a. Nice reminder of that last
Your favorite broadcaster, right?
Paul Pierce?
Your favorite NBA commentator.
I honestly have never heard him commentate. I don't think I've ever watched a single second of his commentating.
He really might be the worst of all time.
The
I know
he said he was better than Dwayne Wade, because when we were writing that episode, we had to research all the crazy stuff he had said over, you know, like we had to figure out, you know, what, you know, things to say about him, and that was one of the things. Or he said he was better than Dwayne Wade, which is come on.
But why wouldn't you say you're better than Dwayne Wade? Come on. They competed against each other. They played.
I got respect for Paul Pierce. You know, like I said, I've never heard him as a commentator. You say he's horrible, but you know, yeah, I respect him never being in shape and somehow, you know, being a great player.
Yeah, just pooping on the floor, like,
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah,
just
pooping himself.
This guy seems awesome.
Just pooping himself. Yeah, and then but owning it later, like saying, yeah, I pooped myself. Yeah. So you know. So. Yeah. I don't think the firing is warranted. All he was just at a party with strippers. Like, there's, you know,
we talked about this on the WhatsApp there, but like, it's very obvious to me that they saw this as a way out of his contract. They probably, like, if this happened to Charles Barkley, like, he doesn't get fired. You know,
I mean,
like,
this literally happened to Charles Barkley was arrested for soliciting a prostitute.
Greg Anthony, like, Greg Anthony still has his job on NBA TV. Like,
I don't even know what Greg Anthony did. So
he got into like same shit, like paying for call girls and shit. Like, was obviously wasn't on live streaming social media apps, but still, I still has a job because he's like pretty decent at what he does. I feel like ESPN was like, I guess like Disney, you know, owning the company probably doesn't help either. Like, family.
I honestly don't think that factors into it. I don't think Disney's paying attention.
You guys are insane. You're absolutely insane.
Dude, but ESPN people are doing wild stuff all the time. And Disney isn't like making them do this.
Are you talking
like
about?
Who?
They had the many commentators like being political on Twitter, which was like a big deal.
That's different.
I think Disney would want their employees to have a toe. This dude
is clearly fucked up as hell. On like, basically, it's like being on live television.
Yeah,
with like strippers, fucking like in g-strings, like fucking.
Sorry, Matt. I said this on the WhatsApp there, but you're absolutely insane for this, thinking he wouldn't get fired. It's Disney. It's literally Disney.
I honestly don't. I think if he was more valuable to the company, I don't think it would be.
Yeah, exactly. If this was like Chris
for using the F word.
They suspended him.
Yeah.
They didn't fire him.
Yeah.
Like I would think that you know if this were Woj, I think he would get suspended, but I don't think he would get fired. I think it's just Chris Berman, but also
he was like, you know, they mutually agreed to this kind of thing, right? And you're right. A bigger name would have lasted longer, but also like they also have been like, "Yo, Paul, this is quite different," because what a lot of these other people did, they did not broadcast it. If Paul Pierce got caught, if someone leaked a video of this, he would not have been in trouble. But when you're like going on IG Live and you are representing Mickey Mouse, you know, a company that won't even deep dive into gambling because of their family values, right? You can't be like, "Hey, Monica, come on down," like while your boys are throwing chips at a stripper. Like, it's just, sorry, that's just not going
to
cut
it. To be fair, he should not have thrown. It was definitely a bad move to throw the big Mickey Mouse avatar over his face on IG Live.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have done that.
I mean, that was a little too far.
The funniest part was like someone's comment went so viral that Rachel Nichols was trending on Twitter because somebody said, "Where Rachel Nichols at?"
Where Rachel at?
That's how you know you're having a bad day.
But
when a comment from your IG,
I will say
live,
that party did not look that fun to me. I mean, what was up with the lighting?
It was too bright, kind of sad. Yeah. I mean,
I don't like the two activity parties. I feel like you got to be doing one or the other. You know, you got to
be playing poker or throwing chips at a stripper,
enjoying the show. You know, I feel like it's disrespectful to the strippers. So,
yeah. Breaking news: DMX has officially passed away. So,
Oh.
Pour one out for the hype legend.
Oh, DMX. Man, Legend. One of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Had the hottest summer.
And piss one out for Prince Philip.
Oh, Prince Philip. Everything come in threes.
Yeah, I respect DMX way more than Prince Philip.
Yeah, come on. Fuck the monarchy.
Yeah,
fuck the monarchy. Fuck that fake ass shit. Like, yeah. Come on.
The real king of New York, DMX, rest in peace.
That's right.
Get at me, dog. Legend. Legend of the Hoopers.
But yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah. Paul Pierce, I think if he was actually good at his job, he might have survived.
I think he was real happy to be fired.
Not necessarily, but I think, you know, if he was actually good, okay and had been with the company for a little long. Like, if this happened to Jalen Rose, you think Jalen Rose gets
fired? No. I don't think so.
Like, also, he would get suspended.
Like, he would get suspended, right?
Yeah. But also, also part of Jalen's brand is champagne and a campaign. And it's like, hey, I'm a guy who likes to have fun. And I do this sort of stuff.
So I'm a guy who likes spray on hair. Yeah.
Does Jalen Rose spray his hair on?
I mean, his hair looks so fake.
Yeah.
It's also...
I think it's just a strong hairline, Dave. I don't know.
Nah, he definitely put some stuff in there. He put some stuff in there. I would also say, too, like, we don't know. Like, ESPN could have gone and been like, yo, we're going to suspend you. Paul Pierce could have been like, fuck you. And they would have been like, all right, well, what do you want to do? And he'd be like, let's end this. Fuck you, I'm walking away. And it goes, all right, cool, let's end your contract then. You know, it might not have been... Calling him you're fired. You know, it could have been kind of a mutual, like him being like, whatever. Also, he might have a lot of explaining to his wife to do. You know what I mean? Paul Pierce could have been like, you know what?
He has a family.
Maybe I'll take some time off from this, too. Because I think
most of these NBA players have open relationships. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the rules don't embarrass me. And that's embarrassing.
That's the rule.
You can't be
that is always the
asking
rule.
For Monica. Oh, well, do we know what his wife
maybe,
Monica? Maybe he was like, Monica, get down here. Like, this party's popping. I found the girls you asked me to get you.
Yep.
You know, get this money. Why am I paying these side pieces when I should be giving it right to my wife? Yeah. We have a shared bank account.
His name is Julie, or her name is Julie. Sorry.
Okay.
His wife's name. So.
Okay. All right. Thanks for doing that live research, Dave.
Yeah. Suspension like warranted.
First and only time I'll ever do that.
But he seems happy about it. So it seems like he must have got a nice buyout or something.
I
look forward to his terrible podcast he starts. So.
Oh, yeah, I never particularly felt like he was enjoying being in the studio. His takes were awful. He just seemed to like not give a shit.
Yeah.
So.
Right. And he got money. He got like.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So he should be fine.
He'll be fine.
Don't change that Twitter avatar, Paul Pierce. Keep the memories alive. Keep the
that's
game
why
zone
Matt's defending
alive.
Him. We all know this.
I know.
Right?
I said at the beginning.
I love her. How dare
I love
he?
Any of us would.
I love him. I love him. You have no idea how much joy he brought me because we made him the GOAT, but also all the months leading up to that when I knew he was going to be the GOAT and people on Reddit are debating about Game of Zones. Are they going to make LeBron the GOAT? Are they going to make Michael Jordan the GOAT? Who are they going to make the GOAT? Because the whole last season was about who's the GOAT. And the whole time I'm like, it's Paul Pierce, baby. I can't wait. Can't wait.
Pretty great. Yeah, never watched that show. Never saw it. So I don't know. I don't know how that played out. You're just, you know. Yeah.
I got a game for you guys. Got a little game. We played this a long time ago. Really? I think it's called Show Up or Blow Up. You're going to need to pull up the standings.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to need to pull up the standings. You're going to need to pull up the standings.
Always ready. Always ready.
So,
I was going to say, John's got him
ready, baby.
Things are a little different this year because of how the NBA has kind of changed the incentives. So we got the play-in games.
Sure.
So if you're ninth or tenth, you get a game. You get a game to maybe win the right to lose to the first or second seed. Well, two games technically. If you're 9 or 10, you got to play two games.
Yeah. If you're 9 or 10, yeah.
And then you also got the flattened lottery odds, where the odds are not that much different. Say if you're the worst team in the league versus the fifth worst team. So there's not as much of an incentive to tank. I feel like when we did this before, because basically the game is, should these teams tank or not? And when we did this before, it's pretty clear. Tank. Go ahead, tank, you know? because the incentives were so, so large, like to get to the top of the lottery. But this year, a little different. But we have seen teams clearly, in my opinion, clearly tank, where OKC has been like, what are we doing here? We're winning way too many games. Shea Gilgeous Alexander, guess what? You have plantar fasciitis. I know you're like 21 years old, and like the rate of 21-year-olds having plantar fasciitis must be like 0.0001%, but and maybe it's real.
I got it when I was 29, and I had to start going to a podiatrist, which is, you know, that's not ideal. That's not ideal.
No, yeah, I mean,
is that what stunted your NBA career?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I got it at an age higher than that. But yeah.
Yeah, I had to retire early.
Yeah, you had to. You retire because of the pandemic, right? You haven't played since the pandemic, or have you? Have you started?
Anxious. Yeah, the emails are starting to circulate for
because people have been getting vaccinated, right?
Right. Exactly. So we're getting closer to b-ball again.
Okay. Oh wow. Anyways, so these teams could theoretically shut it down. They could, you know, hey, best player, you got some back spasms or whatever.
Yeah.
We're winning too much.
Al Horford, you're just not going to play.
That's another OKC move.
It's like DNP said, old.
Al Horford's just, he's going to be with the team, but he's just not going to play. Okay. Right. All right, OKC, do your thing.
I think that's called being a coach. I think that's called coaching.
Yeah, exactly. Just gonna... Well, nobody knows coach is. The OKC coach is literally pop quiz. Who's the OKC's coach? What's OKC's coach's head coach's name?
Gil, probably.
Does anybody
Steve? It's got to be Steve or something, right?
Steve Barker. That's my point.
No, I think it's Mark something. I think it's Mark L. It starts with an L, I think. Anyways, my point is nobody knows. Their head coach is so unknown.
No one knows.
We literally, I think you could probably find Paul Pierce's wife's name faster than you could find OKC's head coach's name. So,
yeah. His name is Mark. It is Mark.
Yeah, there we go. See, I have an NBA podcast. I know
his name looks made up.
Yeah. The last name's all
Mark,
weird, right?
Dagnilot?
Come on.
Mark Dagnilot.
This is not a person. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, show up or blow up. So my question to you is, should these teams go for the play-in game, or should they just tell people to sit, you know, rest, try to increase the lottery odds? First contender, the Toronto Raptors, show up or blow up?
Oh.
What would you do?
Blow up.
Dude, they're 11th.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, look how many teams are like kind of like right in that chunk.
Yeah, Cleveland.
And it's like... I talked about this on my locker room yesterday with my
nobody,
next crew.
There's no overlap.
I mean, they won a championship 3 years ago. Like, they don't need to fucking prove anything. Like, what is like proven by making the play-in game for them? Absolutely zero. And they're probably most likely losing Lowry. So, you need to get a good pick. Fucking be in that lottery.
Yeah, I gotta blow it up. Gotta blow it up. I agree, John.
They should have blown up and
should have traded Lowry.
Traded Lowry. What are they thinking?
It's insane.
They traded for anything.
Masai is incredible, but like that was a huge fuck up.
It sounds like it was just. It sounds like they were
asking
hoping somebody caved at the last second. Yeah.
Right. But
nobody caved.
You got to be the one that caves. Like eventually, I mean,
right.
You know, at 2:59. You gotta just like make the fucking call to the Sixers or the Heat and just fucking do the deal.
I can't wait till Kyle Lowry is signed to trade for Josh Richardson of the Mavs. That's my prediction.
Oh boy. Right. So there'll be like two good legs between KP and Kyle.
Next team. Now this team's in the play-in right now. This team's in the play-in, but they've been struggling. And, you know, might be a good time just to get another star. They've gone 3-7 in the last 10. Not looking good. A lot of discord.
Ooh,
Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Golden State Warriors.
Now, they do have that Wolves pick.
They do. But they have their own pick, too. You know,
right.
Getting that lottery, get another high draft pick. I guess the Warriors have proven that they're terrible at drafting, though, taking Wiseman over LaMelo.
This is what I hear from, like, Warriors fans is that, like, they're like, oh, we got to take advantage of, like, one of, like, the healthy years. We don't know how many healthy years, like, Steph has left. He's been balling out. We need to take advantage of him, like, you know, having a short, like, possibly a short shelf life at this point. That's what Warriors fans like seem to like want to go for it, and obviously right. can't look in the mirror.
but what like if you think he has a short shelf life, shut it down. Like you're not gonna make it out of the West.
No, I agree. So like, I agree.
You're running the poor guy into the ground, asking him to score 45 points a game, mm-hmm. And you don't have Clay. And hey, the lower you get. What Minnesota's picks protected 1 through 4, right?
One to three.
Try to get down. Try to get down there. Hop if you could bump them out. The closer you get to the bottom, you get lucky. You might move them out. Now you're a top three team. Minnesota's 4. You might have a real run at this.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But Minnesota's really bad. You're not going to get below Minnesota in the rankings, but maybe in the lottery.
No, but with the flattened odds.
Yeah,
right, with the odds. You know what I mean? Get closer and maybe you bump them out. Like you know. It's like shuffleboard. Yeah. Just go and just try to knock it, you know, get close. Yeah. Try to knock it out. Don't go for the points. Cause chaos.
Yeah.
Shuffleboard. What about, great game.
What about the Sacramento Kings?
I mean, they're just doomed, so like it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I say go for it. I say you got to go for it, you know? Come on.
I would say,
I say show up. Now, they've lost five. They've lost five in a row.
That's what they do.
They go out there. They run hot and cold. They go there. I think they're on a 6-game winning streak before that, and then they lost five. So
on one hand, because I love the Kings, when it comes to reading box scores, I read the Kings box score every day.
You got to see how your boy Halliburton's doing.
I got to see how my boy Halliburton is doing. They have decided to bench Halliburton. He's coming off the bench now because that makes
Luke
sense.
Walton.
He was always coming off the bench.
They moved him up as a starter when
recently.
When Bagley was out, and then now they're bringing him back. Bagley's. Yeah, they're putting him back because they made those trades for what's it called, DeLon Wright and all that. So he was starting for a while. But anyway, two things. One, I would love to see the fight in Halliburton and Fox, and that would be great for them development wise. But two, I worry if they get close, and let's say they make it, they might keep Luke Walton. So in a way, I want them to flame out.
Great point.
And then fire Luke Walton, you know, and then start cleaning house. And then trade Marvin Bagley, probably have to trade Buddy Hield, get a decent pick, and start building around Halliburton and Fox. You're two good players.
So, John, can I suggest maybe – so if you're the Sacramento GM, who's a new GM there, so maybe he's smart. He might be actually doing your plan. He might be saying –
He's good.
He might be saying, like, hey, bench Halliburton. Hey, he might be saying, hey, Luke, you need to bench Halliburton. We need to see what we got in Marvin Bagley. That way, the Sacramento Kings are tanking, you know, just organizationally tanking by playing Bagley more, and then he can use it as an excuse to later.
Well, they can't play Bagley. He's hurt again.
Oh, he got hurt again?
He's terrible. No. They're going to clean house. I think this is going to be a good – I bet ownership wants to push, and I bet the GM is kind of like secretly be like, I gotcha. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
I mean, I legitimately don't think they're going to make the play-in.
No, they don't play any defense.
Yeah.
And
terrible.
Yeah. So I would love for them to tank and listen up. Brad Stevens is going to need a job soon.
Oh, yeah. You got to lure him. Yeah,
lure him in, right? Brad Stevens.
Stevens to the West Coast.
To the West Coast. Get him a little sun, you know?
Yep.
A little Sacramento sun. Get him some of that barbecue.
He needs that Sacramento good food. He's been eating that chowder. He's been eating that chowder.
He became a masshole. He said it himself.
He said he's an asshole eating that chunky water.
Yeah.
Come on, get out here to the West Coast. We got some really good cuisine.
Yeah, have a BMW pick you up as an Uber from the airport.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. And then hop in that BMW. Go to the weed store. Go to the barbecue.
Hit brunch.
Yeah. Face some anti-Semitism in the middle of the day at a bar.
Well, and then, Brad Stevens, I think, will.
Yeah. He'll fit right in. It'll be great. Yeah. It'll be great. That Indiana roots.
Nobody's searching for horns on Brad Stevens' head.
Yeah. All right. Last one. The Pelicans. What do you guys think? They're at the 11th. You go for it. You show, hey, you know, we're a winning organization to young Zion. Or you try to tank it, get another star. Get a nice one of these, you know, one of these young guards. The top players in this draft are predominantly guards. So get yourself one of these guys to pair with Zion.
You don't believe in Kyra Lewis and Alexander? You don't believe in the two of them in the backcourt?
Maybe. But, you know, get some more bites of the apple. Why not?
This is like the only hard one.
We said blow it up for every team and then fake blow it up for Sacramento, basically. All right. So I'm sure because there's lots of GMs listening to this and they probably want to see what the official advice is.
I say, man, I don't know. Just go for it. Your team's garbage. Just go for it.
Yeah, they're going to fuck up the draft anyway. If they're in the lottery, they'll fuck it up anyway.
And they have so many future picks as well.
Yeah.
I would say let's get Zion on national TV.
When are the first picks from the AD trade? Is that next draft or is that this draft that they start getting picks from the Lakers?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's almost every draft. It's either a swap or a pick for a while. So, but
the Lakers. I feel like you have to go for it. I don't know.
All right. Yeah, you probably do.
Zion's
too much talent on the team.
Zion's knee's got about like a year and a half left in him, so he might as well go for it.
That's true.
They're like almost Steph. All
the window. All, the window's almost over.
Yeah,
the
window's over. He's got the jambalaya legs, so.
All right, so by popular request, got a little guess the Avi. So
all right,
I'm gonna focus. I'm gonna focus this time.
I made it extra hard. It's tough. It's a real tough one.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see about that. John's gonna get all these.
Okay. So this is a game where I dive into Twitter replies and I ask John and Dave questions about the various reply guys in the mentions of a particular tweet.
Yep.
This week's tweet was from The Onion. So The Onion tweeted, they tweeted it as if Draymond Green said this. They tweeted as if Draymond Green said, if WNBA players want to get paid, they should just hitch themselves to once-in-a-lifetime shooters.
Great.
So that's
Onion
the tweet.
Great.
That's
great
the tweet.
Headline.
Great
Onion.
Great Onion,
never
Onion
misses.
Headline.
Yeah.
So first response, okay? First response is from one Jamie Starr. Now I will describe what he looks like. I will actually describe his avatar to you, just so you get a picture of this guy in your head. I would say imagine my older brother with less hair. Like he looked a lot like me, just a little older.
So like
less
you,
less hair. Like yeah, like a even more washed version of me. Okay.
Okay. So Ellen DeGeneres, Ellen DeGeneres.
This guy that looks like he doesn't have as much money as Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay.
But
fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
This man literally
Ellen did not so generous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Felon DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, that's all I bring to this game, so I had to get it.
Dave won the game.
This guy listed every single interest in his bio. His bio was just everything he likes. I'm not even exaggerating.
Oh my gosh.
He had 20 different things that he was a fan of. And this guy clearly is defining himself by what he's a fan of. So I'm going to give you a bunch of these. I'm going to give you two options. You have to pick the one that's actually in his bio as him being a fan of this thing.
Okay.
So, all right.
Okay.
First one, Prince or Taylor Swift? Is he a fan of Prince or Taylor Swift?
I will say Prince.
I agree. Prince.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, both on the board. I thought that was going to be a tougher one. Okay. Cowboys or Lakers?
Lakers.
Cowboys.
Oh, John takes a lead. John takes a lead.
That lasted long.
Okay.
Day focused today.
Yankees or San Francisco Giants?
Oh, Yankees. If he's a Cowboys fan, he's probably a Yankees fan.
Ooh, I'll go Giants.
Oh, John, keeps going. Come on, clearly that's a trick. Clearly I'm trying to trick you.
Okay. So easy.
Okay. All right.
How is that easy?
All right. Okay, here we go. Warriors or Kings?
Warriors.
I'll go Kings.
John just picks the opposite of Dave. It's a guarantee. That's like, guaranteed. You're not even good this game, John. Your strategy all along. Just
I need to go. I need to go second now.
Okay. Well, you don't have to answer first.
I'm so confident in my answers.
Now you're so far. I mean, it's 4-1 right now through this question. All right.
I just want to make it reasonable now.
Just cut it. All right. Cut the lead to single digits.
Yeah. That was just a warm up. Now here's where things get weird. Okay.
Okay.
Did this man in his bio say he was a fan of bidets or cologne?
Bidets?
Like bidets. You know, like bidets. The things that wipe your butt.
Bidets. No.
Sorry.
It's not bidets.
That's how I was like, what, B-Days?
Yo, B-Days is a good rapper, though. B-Days.
Yeah.
I was like, what was it?
How do you pronounce it?
Bidets.
Sorry. Bidets or cologne?
I'll say cologne.
I'll say bidets.
You're so bad at stuff.
Well, I was supposed to just agree with him. I would have said cologne if I went first.
You got to be strategic. You can't put yourself so far in the hole.
I got to go different than him. It's the only way to make up ground.
I think Dave's tanking.
Dave's blowing up. Yeah, he's going to get the number one guess the Abbey draft pick. All right. flying or flight sims?
I
was going to say Flight Sims.
Yeah, okay. Retro gaming or anime?
Retro gaming.
Ooh, this is a tough one. I'll say it's probably retro gaming.
Well, see, John's good. See, he doesn't go against you when he thinks it's the right answer. I think you're perfect in this game so far, John. I thought it was going to be a trick.
Don't jinx it.
All right, we got last one. See? Where's the last one?
Yeah, you know. Going into the ninth.
Gonzaga.
Yeah, don't go.
Gonzaga. Versus Baylor.
Don't mention the no-hitter.
Yep. For this man, Ellen Degenerate, are Saturdays for the boys or are Saturdays for hoops?
I mean, this is probably Barstool guy, so Saturdays for the boys.
I'd probably say the boys.
Ooh, both wrong. Oh,
yes, I fucked you up, John.
Yes. Never call out the perfect run. Ah, damn it.
All right. We gotta get.
I'm gonna edit that part out and say, "Oh, perfect score. John won. Thank you, guys."
Team John won the game, but they gave up one hit.
And gave up one hit. Okay, there was one. Dave, take that as a moral victory.
Trust me, I am.
This is the Pelicans getting real close to the playoff game. Yeah,
It's not over.
Oh, okay.
There was there's more responses. This guy took it upon himself. Now, nobody had responded when this guy responded. He wasn't responding to anybody who had thought this was real, by the way. He was just taking it on himself to make sure certain group knew this wasn't real. So this is this guy's response. Dear Republicans, this is The Onion. It's a parody site. A parody is actually fake news. So my question to you about this guy. Did this man tweet his vaccination photo, tweet a picture of him getting his vaccination, or did he shame somebody for line jumping?
Oh, that's a tough one.
That is good. I'm going to say he tweeted his vaccination.
I feel like he might be a shamer. Did he shame?
Ooh, Dave, pull it up, Dave. Dave.
This guy sounds like a major Herb. Although, hey, a Herb would do either one.
This guy's a total virtue signaler. That's what I'm saying. He's a total moral grandstander. But, yeah, he tweeted his vaccination photo. Last question about this guy. Is he wearing a mask in his profile pic, or is his profile pic of a Democratic politician?
John, you go.
Oh, are we considering Bernie a Democrat, or is he back to being independent?
That's Bernie would be a Democrat.
Bernie would be a Democrat.
He caucuses with the Dems, so. Yeah.
I think he's wearing the mask, holding the vaccine photo in front of it.
I think he's wearing a mask with a Democratic politician on it.
He's just wearing a mask. He's just wearing a mask.
Just wearing a mask.
Okay. He's overthinking.
All right. I don't know.
I'll give you both a point for that.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks. Thank you. I need all I can get, so thank you very much.
Next response. And sit back and relax while everyone forgets how much you love to kick dicks.
Okay. What?
Because he's responding, he thinks Draymond. This guy thinks Draymond Green said this, and so he said, "Sit back and relax." Yeah.
Was it me? Did I tweet that?
Just checking. Yeah, you used to always love how much you used to bring up how Draymond Green liked to kick dicks.
It was so great.
My question to you: this man, for his Avi, has photoshopped himself into a Rob Schneider movie poster. He has photoshopped himself into a Rob Schneider movie poster. Replace the great Rob Schneider's face with this guy's own face.
Okay? Well, you can never really replace Rob Schneider, but
Of course not. Yeah. Which movie was it? Which movie did he? Which movie?
Okay,
which
so Rob he definitely Schneider did movie? This.
Okay. Definitely did this. Oh, so man. is it Deuce Bigelow? Is it Benchwarmers? Or is it The Hot Chick?
I'm gonna say Benchwarmers.
I'll say, I was thinking that. Let's go Hot Chick.
Dave, come back.
No, come back.
Ever since Matt jinxed me. This is bullshit.
That's right. You got the curse, baby.
I got the curse.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Shabbat shalom, bitch. You got the curse.
All right. Last one.
It's like Matt picking the Lakers.
Last one. WNBA players look like dudes. There's no way NBA guys are hanging with WNBA. My question
Jesus
to you.
Christ.
Uh-huh. How many tweets did this guy make defending Myers Leonard?
Oh, man. I'm going to I feel like...
I'll do closest. I'll do whoever's closest.
Okay.
I feel like at least six.
Okay.
I was going to say 5.
Okay. There we go. Dave. I think Dave, depending on how we count that first one, Dave won. It's 4. It's 4.
Oh,
he has 4.
Oh,
he has
my four, God.
He has four, he has
Come
four
from
tweets.
Behind.
Wow.
I just scrolled through what else this guy was tweeting about. Damn. Most of it's about what you'd expect, but then I found 4 tweets defending Myers Leonard.
2016 you know, so. Cavs, baby!
I think he might have come behind. I don't know. I think if we count each question as its own, you definitely won the last 3.
Stop the count. Right. We should have stopped the count.
Should have stopped the count.
Well, hey,
I told
John,
you it was tricky.
John, I needed that more than you, so.
Great job, everyone.
Great game.
The best game. All right. I honestly can't believe that nobody's stolen that from us.
It does feel just like a matter of time before it gets stolen. And I would actually even guess that somebody has maybe not stolen, but independently come up with it. And we just haven't heard about it yet. So. Yeah.
Right. I bet there's probably something similar.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually very shocked they haven't seen something similar. I'm sure actually as this podcast posts, we'll find that's how it always works.
Yeah.
Briefly, can I talk to you guys about CBD is better?
Yes.
CBDisbetter.com.
Oh my God.
Go there for all your CBD needs, all your Delta 8 gummy needs. Promo code Hoopers. Make sure you type in that promo code Hoopers. Just got
20% off.
I don't know if you guys got the drop. Did you guys get a new drop?
I got the new drop. I haven't tried the new stuff that he sent. It's like cacao or black ones. But he said he said take it before you like go running or do a workout, and gives you a little zest, a little pop.
I'm looking forward to that product. Now the gummies, of course, I'm not into weed, but I do love the gummies.
Gummies are fantastic.
But I gave them to my grandma. So my grandma.
That's perfect. That's great.
Yeah, my grandma, she's 90. So she's in a lot of pain.
You can feed her anything you want. She won't even know.
No, well, she actually takes CBD regularly.
Oh, good.
Or she takes What is it? THC. Sorry. She takes the concentrated THC regularly. So
nice.
The gummy is basically THC. And so, you know, just I hook her up with the THC.
The gels. I finally had the gels for the first time, and they're good. I had the Focus one yesterday, and yeah, it does give you like a little pop, you know?
Yeah, well, I will say our hookup at CBDisBetter.com, our hookup, he sent me a big bottle of the CBD for hangovers, and I'm like, I don't know, what do you... I took those too. Why does he think I need the CBD for hangovers, you know?
Because you're old and he knows you drink.
I don't, on the WhatsApp, everyone else is always posting their beer. I never post my beer on the WhatsApp.
Yeah, because you're like, it's hard to post like in secret when you're like hiding
on the roof of your building. Yeah, I have to hide my... Hey, you know, hopefully Aussie's parents are moving out soon. Hopefully my wife's parents are moving out. Oh my God. They're supposed to move out next month. I just hope it happens. So then I can drink openly. So that'd be great.
Sure.
Anyways.
Sorry. Just to confirm, you are in your 40s, right? And you have to drink in secret.
As I said, you have no idea how old I am. Nobody has any idea. Nobody knows.
I think people know.
I have a pretty good idea.
Pretty good. You've forgotten. You don't know. You don't know. Also, as you get older, age, it changes how you age. You actually kind of, it doesn't go as fast as you think it goes. So
sure. Yeah. Well, sure. I will say, I did drink more than I had in a while last weekend, and I woke up on Sunday. Popped a couple of the CBD is better for hangovers, and it actually, like, I mean, definitely helped.
It
for sure helped. So
Wait, why did you drink so much last week? What was the occasion, Dave?
A listener of our Sopranos pod is a pizza maker.
John, cut this out.
No. he has like a makeshift like pizzeria like in his backyard, and he has people over every Saturday. So myself and my co-hosts we went and had a couple of beers, and then you know, had a couple more back at Paul's place. So you know, drink a little more than I have in a while. You know.
This is like Paul Pierce asking Monica to come down instead of Julie. Come on, Dave. You can't be talking about your other podcast.
Nah, come on. I was gonna shout out Adam Malamut too, friend of the pod, because had him on the Sopranos podcast pop today. So
yeah, we tried to have him on this podcast and Dave blocked it. Dave said, "No, I can't double dip. He's already going on my other podcast." So
yeah.
Hey.
All right.
Hey.
Oh shit. Ambo coming for you.
Uh-oh, here comes
I will beef. I got lots of beef. I got lots of shout-outs. I guess we're doing shout-outs.
Shout-outs to beefs.
We got lots of shout-outs of beefs. I will beef, of course, with the new Space Jam trailer. Did you guys see the new Space Jam?
I did.
Hey, our buddy, Eric Bauza.
Woo!
Voicing.
Oh, is Eric Bauza in it?
He's like Daffy, Marvin the Martian.
He does the voice?
Tweety. Yeah,
I want to see if he'll come on the pod and talk about it once the movie releases.
Yeah. We should have him on. He's the best. Man. Dude.
Well, they're one of my favorite people.
He's been doing Daffy and shit for like years. Now.
Years, yeah.
But then we have to pretend like the movie's good, or like do we have to be all nice?
I mean,
right?
we pretend we like your bits, so yeah, that'll be,
okay,
easy.
Okay,
it's a fucking right. movie. It's a movie for kids. Why are people like flipping out? Like, oh, trash. This shit looks like trash.
I don't like LeBron, so you know that's why I'm saying it looks like trash. Although I'm sure it'll be better than the first one, because the first one is the worst.
The first one is terrible. Blake's in it. Blake. I'm sure Blake will be funny.
Oh yeah, Blake is always good. Blake is legitimately
Blake will be good.
Like not even athlete. He's not even athlete good. He's like an actual good actor. Yeah. Hey, shout out to Brian Windhorst. Shout out to Brian Windhorst.
Really? You love him.
I love Brian. Everyone hates on Brian Windhorst. I love Brian.
Another
Windhorst.
Fan of Game of Zones.
He was not a fan. He never watched it. He did the actual not watch like John. He was a main character in the last season.
No, but I feel like he embraced it once he knew that he was a character in it.
He embraced it because he knew that would be a bad look not to. But I'm not sure. I who cares? We heard through back channels that he never watched it. So
well, you should have covered it in cheese, and maybe he would have watched it.
Oh no! Wow! This is rough. This is rough because John
does not
edit. I haven't
made a windy joke in a long time.
John does not edit. So yeah, all right. That's it. I look forward to you tending your resignation from your show, Dave.
Getting fired from my show.
Yeah. I look forward to you getting fired from your show. All right. Anyways, but what I love about Wintours, why I love him, is he talks shit. I love how he talks shit. And I also love how he kind of lets us know how the league actually works. Like, he's always talking about, these are the power players, these are the relationships, you know, this is what actually goes on behind the scene. Like, he'll give you a hint at that. Other people will kind of pretend that stuff doesn't exist. But he will talk about agent stuff. And so, on his podcast, he talked about J.J. Redick. And when J.J. Redick took a shot at the Pelicans front office, what J.J. Redick said was, me and my agents will never trust this front office. Now, most people just read that like, oh, J.J. Redick is pissed at the front office. That's how we read it last week. What Brian Windhorst revealed is like, J.J. Redick's agents are the same agents as Zion. I mean, they're not the exact same agents, but CAA, same agency. Yeah. So what J.J. Redick is saying there is, hey, Zion's pissed at you too. You done fucked up. I love that piece of information, which points to, you know, perhaps there being actual issues between Zion and the Pelicans. The other agent information he let out was that there was an interview with Rich Paul, and they asked Rich Paul, which athlete would you have liked to have represented? And Rich Paul said, Iverson. I could have done a lot with Iverson. And most people will see that and say, oh, Rich Paul loves Iverson. Iverson's great. You know, all that. What's really going on there is Iverson's agents back in the day who guided Iverson's career were World Wide West and Leon Rose, who run the Knicks. That's actually a shot at those guys. It's actually a shot at those guys who Rich Paul has beef with. Or those guys have beef with Rich Paul. And so it's basically him saying, like, you guys did a terrible job. And that's interesting because Rich Paul represents Lonzo Ball. And the Knicks have been tied to Lonzo Ball. And so I think you can get some actual NBA news from this to say it's unlikely Lonzo signs with the Knicks. I think given whose representation is, it's unlikely he goes to the Knicks this summer. As much as Knicks fans want that, there'll be multiple max offers. There'll be multiple max offers on the table. And I would think he probably goes to another team besides the Knicks, maybe the Bulls, if the Bulls put an offer there. That's the other place he's been rumored to. Right. So yeah, shout out to Windhorst for letting us know how things actually work, what's actually being said. I love him. I think he's the best commentator, the best basketball commentator out there. So,
meh. Meh. Winners.
Well, who
also
you got? Who's better? Who's better? I'll beef with Zach Lowe. Zach Lowe's last podcast was so
Lowe's better.
Zach Lowe's last podcast was so boring. I had to listen to it at 1.8 speed. I was on my run and I was falling asleep. I had to bump it up to 1.8 speed.
I will say, hold on. There's two different things we're talking about here.
Yeah.
What your podcast is different than who you are as an insider. And I think, I don't know. I've heard some things about Windhorst that he leads on his connections more than they are.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
That some people actively do not talk with him, and he'll pretend like I know some inside stuff.
Yeah,
particularly Rich Paul and the guys. So
yeah, I feel like that's pretty widely known at this.
It's not. It's
he embellishes. He embellishes shit.
Yeah. He embellishes stuff where he says, "Oh, after something comes out, he says I knew about that, but I couldn't say." Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind that. I like how he talks crap. Most guys are scared to talk crap. He'll talk crap on players. He'll talk crap on front offices. So I enjoy that.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You guys got any more shout-outs and beefs? I'll just keep going. I'll beef with Draymond Green, who, speaking of NBA analysis, he says he wants to become an NBA analyst because he says, nowadays, you can't turn on the TV and learn about the game of basketball, and that's because too many people have voices that don't know shit about the game, and it's fucking the game up. So, first of all,
damn, shots fired at Nate and Danny.
I was going to say shots fired at us. So,
I believe in our bio it says NBA comedy podcast, not NBA insider podcast. Like,
good.
We're not the stat guys.
Yeah. We don't even know the coach of OKC. Like, so
yeah, we don't.
But to be fair, Draymond might not either.
Oh, you mean?
I don't think Draymond definitely doesn't know the coach.
Come on, we know who Mark Darren Nagdalt is.
Come
on.
Yeah. Dagenal. That's the last name. Yeah, Dagenal. That is the last name.
I met him on National B-Day. It was the B-Days.
Yeah.
Right?
National B-Day.
National B-Days.
They gotta make B-Days for Wolves.
Dude,
man. Wolves always got those dirty butts, dude.
Dude, when I finally get my new house, all bidets. All bidets everywhere, dude. I love bidets.
All bidets.
I'm a big bidet. You walk, there will not be a room without a bidet, okay? So can't wait. You guys come over.
I just picture Matt being chased by a swarm of bees running around in circles.
No.
Or the bees in the frozen fish sink.
Hopefully the parents won't be there. Austin's parents won't be there.
You've been saying that. It's so funny. We've been doing the pod for 6 years.
It's so funny.
I've been telling you it's not going to happen, Matt. Just accept it. Just accept it.
Austin and I have been looking for houses, right? And every house we go to, I'm always asking the real estate agent, okay, well, we're going to need a room for Austin's parents. So, okay, we're going to need a room for Austin's parents. And Austin's like, my parents aren't coming with us. And the real estate agent's like, finally, real estate agent's like, what's going on? You're saying you need a room. She's saying you don't. What's going on? I said, I treat the world as it is, not as I would like it to be. So I know at some point the parents are coming.
Oh, they're coming.
So I'm going to need for my mental health, I'm going to need to make sure there is one extra room for these parents.
And one extra sink for the fish.
Yeah, you got to have an extra sink for the fish. Back to my beef with Draymond Green. My beef with him is... First of all, I think he's a great analyst. Every time I've heard him, he's a fantastic analyst. So absolutely, please be an analyst. My beef with him is the nowadays in the quote. Nowadays, you can't turn on TV and learn about the game. When are the good old days? This is my thing. People are always like, oh, now things are so terrible. Compared to what? Compared to when? When could you turn on the TV and get fantastic basketball analysis? It's always been the same. It's always been, you know, some... You know, whatever, ex-coach or whatever who doesn't know that much or some random talking head. Like, there was no great...
You don't have love for Mike Fratello? Come on.
I mean, come on. No. First of all, I don't. when were these good old days when there was, like, serious basketball analysis on TV? It wasn't. If anything, nowadays is actually better because you could go on YouTube and find your coach Nick's and whatever X and O's you want to look up. You can actually find it now. But come on, let's not pretend the commentary on basketball these days is somehow or degraded from the past. It's always been the same. Come on, Draymond Green.
Yeah,
that's just overall beef about how people treat. They act like there was some like great good old days.
I think part of that is because it's been so publicized now with Shaq and Chuck like. Clearly, like, not even knowing like good players in the league, and you know, like, so I think that's been so overblown that's probably what he means. It's like you have like guys going on television who like don't even know all the players in the league anymore.
Right.
They don't even know the coach
of OKC.
Right.
Who he coached for. I also think this is a case too of like, you know, social media amplifies certain voices that might not have it. So, you know,
that's
like you could
true.
Like, and we talk about this all the time, Matt, I know you're a big advocate of this, you know, your Twitter will tell you the world is collapsing and that, you know, all this is happening and, you know, we're on the brink of war or whatever it is, you know, disaster strikes. And it's really the same life, you know, crime has been down for the last 20 years. You know,
well,
so
not last year, but previously,
but over,
previously,
you know what I mean?
It was declining.
Yeah.
But even with the bump last year, it's still at
historical lows, right? Yeah. All that kind of things where, you know, the same thing. You see your friends being like, oh, look, I'm drinking champagne. I'm at this party. But in reality, they're mostly at home being losers, you know?
Right.
So you do get a world where you're, you know, you can have a clip go viral from a former football player talking basketball on a TV show that is like, I think, you know, blah, blah, blah is not a real leader. And it's like, yeah, okay. But the algorithm pushes that, everyone pushes that, and that becomes the topic. But it's like, oh, but also there was an hour-long show, The Jump, or, you know, a TNT analysis or all this other stuff. Like you said, there's more stuff out there. It just doesn't get to Draymond Green because he's only getting, you know, what's on his feed and what his friends are sending him. He's only getting the stuff that cuts through.
Yeah. So this is a great point. I don't think the world's any stupider, but we are forced to confront the stupidity 24/7 now. Yes. So it's like the bad take is thrown in our wake. I'm sure there were billions of bad takes in 2005, but there wasn't, you know, it wasn't being tweeted at us, you know, or thrown up or made a topic or on Reddit. So
The algorithm, that's the whole thing. Like, it's more and more catered to you, what you like and what you hate, what you react
right.
to. So you're going to see these things instead of just like, you know, some good analysis from someone else. You know, we always see the Shaq quote. We always see the Chuck quote. But in reality, Kenny is actually giving you great breakdown of the game as well, being like, hey, look, this is the play being run and all that stuff. Right. But you're going to see the viral clip.
Yeah. It was Nate Duncan actually talked about this because he had that tweet where he pointed out that Anthony Edwards had like a great dunk. And then Nate Duncan had this tweet where he's like, actually,
Edwards two for 13 has a shooting
that one for 13. Right.
Yeah.
And that tweet like went crazy. And he said what happened was just Twitter started putting that tweet in front of everybody, not just his followers, not just, not just people who would like that or whatever. It was just like, oh, this is a trending tweet now. We're going to shove it in front of anybody who's ever said anything about basketball. You go on Twitter, it's just the top of the page, you know, even though you don't even follow the dude. It's just like, hey, look at this idiot, you know, jump on the pile on, you know.
Mm. Yeah. Hate to see it.
As someone who works in digital media, like, that's literally what you aim for. You want someone
to be the
it's like, if we're putting on 12 hours of talking heads and other networks are putting on 12 hours and we have locker room to compete against and all these other people, we have every person with, you know, they imagine my company has to compete against the Super Hoopers. It's almost nearly impossible to cut through.
That's right.
So when you find a piece that cuts through, you know, you want to pounce on it. And other things too, like, you know, you can spend money to push even more. You know, some of these clips, like if you got a hot clip, you give it a little boost in Facebook, now you can reach a bigger audience. You keep going, and then now everyone sees it and they think the only thing that happened in that day was, you know, Stephen A quote or something, you know. Or Dan Orlovsky quote, a former hack football quarterback that is going to be talking about, you know.
Well, Connecticut legend.
Connecticut legend, yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, things like that happen. That's just, yeah.
Yep.
You guys got any more shout-outs to beefs? I could beef briefly with Apple TV. You guys ever, do you guys use Apple TV?
I have an Apple TV.
Dude. Matt, just
a little heads up.
You can't
claim to be under 40 and then start a beef with Apple TV. I'm just going to let you know.
Dude, I can.
I'm going to say. I can. All right, let's hear it because it sounds very 40-year-old man-ish.
I'm a young person. I am a young person who knows about technology. It took me 20 minutes to get Apple TV on my Samsung TV last night.
Okay, first of all, you have a Samsung. Not, it took you 20 minutes to plug in an HDMI cable. Dude, I think you're definitely like, you might be like 55 or older.
No. I'm talking about the Apple TV service, the Apple TV Plus service.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
I'm not talking about the Apple TV box or whatever. I'm talking about Apple TV.
You have a Roku? You have a Roku?
I have the smart TV. It has a smart hub on it, so you can add the Hulus and the Netflix.
Yeah.
But you can't add Apple TV because Apple TV is like beefing with Samsung or something. Yeah. It doesn't exist. So it took me a while to figure that out.
Get a Roku. They're like fucking $20.
Why would I get a Roku when the TV has
because
it built in?
I have a Samsung smart TV too, and you know what? The hub blows. It fucking sucks.
Why?
It's way better to use something external.
Hey, it works fine for everything but Apple TV. I got the Netflix. I got the Amazon. I got the Hulu on there. I got the Disney Plus.
That is not true. Adding apps Disney on the Plus? Hub is...
How do you say that word? Disney Plus. That's how you call it. That's what it's called, dude.
Fucking with us.
You better be, Doc.
Please be joking.
How do you have a PhD?
Disney B-Day, dude. Come on. Disney
get the Roku. My guy, I'm going to buy you a Roku.
Get her streamed.
Come on. Get her streamed.
How are we not having a Roku sponsorship?
That's true.
We should. Hey, shout out to... Hey, well, Samsung, it's hard to get the Apple TV onto Samsung. It took me 20 minutes to figure it out. I finally just plugged in a goddamn laptop because I wanted to watch Ted Lasso. Because I heard Ted Lasso was good.
Great show, though. Great show.
First, I thought it was okay so far. It was just the first episode's okay.
You gotta watch the whole.
Gonna watch the whole thing because I want a nice, light, funny show. And
it's delightful. It's delightful.
It is very good. I really love the show. Don't get me wrong. My beef is that people that like watch it and feel like their life changed from it. It is just an indicator to how messed up some of my friends are. That when like they're like, you know, they actually like talked and handled their problems. I'm like, yeah, that's what adults do, guys. They're like, oh, it was incredible. I'm like, maybe that's why your life's not good.
maybe. I did think it was wonderful.
It's a very good show. I really liked it.
Hey, but on the real though, communication, that's very important in a relationship. You always just talk about your feelings. Talk about what's going on. If you're mad, talk about it.
Yeah. Talk about how many rooms your in-laws are going to live in.
It's a real life hack.
Real
life hack.
Communication.
I'm serious though. I'm serious. You got beef? Just talk about it. People stuff down. Just talk about it.
It's true.
But people are afraid to talk about stuff. So, all right. Until next week, keep pooping.
Keep pooping.
Ever been to a volcano when it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hoopers.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hoopers! Hey, Super Hoopers!
That's what you say, bro.
We just formed a fucking wall!
Super Hoopers!
Supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
Super Hooper!
That's terrible.